In Abuja, the lines of cars waiting for gas are growing longer. Acute fuel shortages are gripping towns and cities across the country. Workers reliant on their cars are losing money fast.
I work at the airport as a car hire. Now I'm supposed to be in my at the airport now, but there's no way for me, no fuel for me to go and look for something to do.
Nigeria is one of the world's top crude oil exporters, shipping around 2 million barrels per day. But it does not have the refinery capacity to meet fuel demand, so it relies on imports. That makes it vulnerable to a turbulent market, says Virginia Komoli of the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Although Nigeria has tried over the past few years to diversify its economy, 80% of government revenues are still dependent on the oil industry.
The falling oil price has hit the Naira currency, and traders say government fuel subsidies are not being paid. Seplat Petroleum Development Company CEO Austin Avuru is calling for the government to boost domestic refining capacity.
Then you find out that the boom and bust elements of changes in crude oil prices will have much more negligible impact on our GDP growth than you have it today. And I think that's our countries should be moving in terms of how they manage their natural resources.
Nigerian Aviation Minister Osita Benjamin Chidoka told VOA the low oil price is having a big impact on the economy.
One of our major foreign currency earners is oil, but it's also an opportunity for Nigeria. It creates an opportunity that luckily for us, our president has committed to improving agriculture over the past few years. Diversifying the economy, removing the subsidies that are kind of fueling a dependency culture.
The timing is difficult for President Goodluck Jonathan, just weeks before elections that have already been postponed once due to fears over security. But it is not only Nigeria that is suffering, says Virginia Komoli.
Other regional countries that export their goods into Nigeria, will suffer from a reduction in demand from the Nigerian market.
Analysts warn continued low oil prices have the potential to cause unrest, as the government would be forced to cut back on public spending. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.